Okay, tonight we will discuss a sugya that came up related to the daf last week, and it comes up in Masechah Shabbos, and it comes up in Masechah Beitzah, and it comes up in many places, and that is the sugya of Asei Docha Lo Saaseh. Again, it relates though to the Gemara in Zvachim on the Tzadik Zion, which we had. Let's just remember how we got into this sugya, and then hopefully we'll come back to it at the end of this year as well. Remember the Gemara we had last week in the... In Perak Dam Chatas, the Gemara said, "Amai v'nesi asay v'delirchias lo sasay." If a carbon becomes pasal, why don't we say that the asay of eating the carbonos, we know achilas kachim is a mitzvah asay daraisa. Why don't we say achilas kachim will be docha the fact that it's a pasal carbon? So that's what the Gemara said. And you don't have this on the sheet. It's just one line. So why don't we say that? So Amar Rava ein os asay docha lo sasay shebe mikdash. You don't say asay docha lo sasay in the Beis Hamikdash. Right, that's the Gemara. Shenemar, how do you know that? How do you know that? Einasi dochalos asishim b'mikdash? Because the Gemara said the etzem lo sishpruvo. You're not allowed. We know there's an issur daraisa to break the bones of the carbon pesach. Rishav Menasya Omer echad etzem sheish b'moach, echad etzem sheim b'moach. It doesn't matter if it's the type of bone that has edible material inside of it or not. No. We still say etzem lo sishpruvo. You're not allowed to break the bones. So ask the Gemara, why don't you say asi docha lo sasei? The asay of achilas carbon pesach will be docha lo sasei of breaking the bones. The Gemara says, haraya ein asay docha lo sasei sheba mikdash. Right, that is the Gemara. Fine. Tosfos there asked the question without answering it, and hopefully we'll come back to this a little later. Tosfos says, akati kasha. What was the havamina of asi docha lo sasei in the case of eating a carbon being docha lo sasei shviras etzem? It's not be'idna. It's not at the same moment. First you're going to break the bones in order to get to what's inside, and then you're going to eat it a few seconds later. Asi docha lo sasei l'chor requires to be at the same moment. So what was the havamina of the Gemara? So that's a question that we'll have to come back to, but that gets us the ball rolling into this sugya. We'll have another question in a minute, but first let's go back to source number one, which is one of the sources in Shas in the Torah, which Chazal is based on for Asi Docha Lo Sasei. The pasuk says,
"But yeah. Pesach also be different because Dafka in the mitzvah Pesach says be'etzem lo sishpruvo." So the Torah is taking into account that you're eating it, and it knows that there are bones that there's moach in there. So nonetheless, it's telling you almost a favorish, don't say Asi.
Right, unless you understand, you're saying that, isn't it befeirish in the current Pesach, is it Isser even with, unless you would limit it. You would say, etzem l'sishpruvo means only by bones that don't have malach. I mean, so you don't know. The Torah just says, your question is how to understand the Asay and the Losasay together. So the Pasuk says, in Parshat Kisei lo silva shatnei semro fishim yachlov, one is not allowed to wear shatnez. And the very next Pasuk says, gedilim ta'aseh lecha. Make a deal and make strings for yourself. On the four corners of your kesus, of your garment, says Rashi. Why is the what is the juxtaposition of tzitzis and shanis teach us? Gedilim ta'asalacha af min hakilayim lakach som chanakasuv. You know, I put it together. Even if it's kilayim, asi dochalosase comes up even by tzitzis and kilayim. If the tzitzis that you're wearing is kilayim with a beged, that's okay. Asi docha lo sasei. This is one of the sources. He had these two together. What's another source of asi docha lo sasei? Really, Rashi quotes that every asei and lo sasei were said bedibur echad at Har Sinai. For example, we know the Gemara talks about mila b'tzaras. If a baby boy has a neged tzaras on his foreskin, so we say you're still allowed to do the mila, even though there's an issur daraisa of cutting off a neged tzaras. That could be easy. I'm not a mitzora. Why? I'll cut off my tzaras spot. You're not allowed to do that. It's an issur daraisa. So we say, asi docha lo sasei. So Rashi says in one place, it's not only zachar v'shamar b'dibur echad ne'amru, but all asays and lo sasays are b'dibur echad ne'amru. Okay, that's the background. It's one of the sources of asi docha lo sasei. But let's get on to another question by way of introduction. We have the Tosas Kasha, and then another question. The Gemara Shabbos Daf Kuflam and Gimel, source number 3, tells us the din of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish tells us, kol makom sha'ata motzi asay v'lo sasei. Whenever you have an asay and a lo sasei, im ata yochol akayim shneihem mutav, v'im lav yavo asay v'yitcha lo sasei. Says Reish Lakish, we only say asi docha lo sasei when ein breira, when there's no choice, when you can't do the asay and not violate the lo sasei. If the only way to do the asay is to violate the lo sasei, then you're allowed to do it. So another example. We know that some of the big day kahuna were shatnez, were made out of shatnez, and yet the kohanim were allowed to wear them. So the Rambam says only b'shas avoda. Why the asay of avoda is doch velos asay of shatnez in the begadim. But the second you finish the avoda, you have to take them off. Says the Rambam. The last Rambam in Hilchos Kelayim. So if you don't have a choice, you have to wear these big day kahuna. You have to do the mitzvah, so you wear it. But if there's a choice, if you don't have to violate the los asay in order to do the asay, then you're not allowed to do the los asay. You can't just push it off. That's the din of Reish Lakish. The question is, how expansive is this din of Reish Lakish? Two understandings in the Rishonim, how to understand the din of Reish Lakish. What if you can do the asay without the los asay, but just not right now? What if right now, the only way to do the asay is by violating the los asay? But if I wait a day, I can do the asay without violating the los asay. But right now, if I want to do it, I need asay tocha los asay. Are you allowed to, is that considered e'efshar lakayim shneihem or not? So the Rashba says in Maseches Beitza, on Daf Ches, in source number 4, the case there, if you remember the first parak of Maseches Beitza, discusses doing kisui hadam on yontif. You're allowed to shecht on yontif, so I shecht on yontif, and now there's blood on the floor. So I want to cover the blood. The problem is, how do I get dirt if I want to cover the blood with? So I'm going to dig, I'm going to do the charisha. Can't do charisha. Can't do every malacha on yontif as an extension of ochal nefesh. So the Gemara says, how about ase docha los ase? The mitzvah daraisa of kisui hadam will be docha the los ase of digging. So says the Rashba. But 1 minute. Why don't you just do the kisui tomorrow? What, you're worried it's going to dry up? Well, let's say it's not going to dry up. The rishum will still be nikar. You'll still be able to see the mark of the blood. So he asked the Rashba, you know what you see from this Gemara? The fact that the Gemara suggested saying Asi Docha Lo Sase here? V'nira li, fourth to last line, De Mehacha Ika L'mashma, De Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos Klal. What do you see from here that you don't pass over any mitzvahs? Ella, Kivan She'i Efshar L'kayim Achshav Eshnehem. Since right now, you can't do both, meaning you have to violate the Lo Sase in order to do the Ase. Omer, Yavo Ase V'yircha Lo Sase. You say that. Maybe you won't do it in the end. But fundamentally, you look at the here and the now. That is the shita of the Rashba. If you look at Tosfos and Yevamos, he deals with a similar issue. We won't read it inside. I gave it to you at source 5. Tosfos does not say that. Tosfos seems to say that, you know, if you can wait, you should wait. And if it's Efshar, Lekayim, Shneim, if you had a different time, then you're not allowed to apply the principle of Ase Docha Lo Sase. So meaning if you don't have a choice, then for sure. No, but the ultimate, as a separate tzitzis here, but the ultimate is the definition of tcheles. If we don't do it nowadays because we don't have the full mitzvah, let's say, but if somebody has, by definition, tcheles is, Rashi says it's the beginning of Parshas Truma. Beginning of Parshas Truma, yeah, when it talks about the curtains. It's wool that's called tcheles. That's the definition of tcheles. So dafka wool is the definition of the tzitzis. And let's say you have to wear, you're not allowed to wear linen begadim ever. So in a situation where you have this baguette, then you have to do it this way. So you could say that it's you could find cases.
So it's like the Mikdash
and right. You could have cases. Okay, so what is this? What is the Nekudas and Machlokas between the Tosfos and the Rashba? That is our second question, exactly how to understand this this issue. So there is a major discussion, well-known discussion in Asi Docha Lo Sase. Let's lay out the two possibilities now, and then we'll see a number of the issues that come up in Asi Docha Lo Sase, and hopefully come back to the Gemara and the Tosfos in Maseches Zvachim. Two understandings that the Achronim have in Asi Docha Lo Sase. And you don't even have to look at the Achronim. You don't even have to look at the Rishonim. You can look at the Gaonim. Special treat tonight. We get to look at one of the Gaonim talking about a sugya. Not too many times do we get to do this. If you look in Rav Nisim Gaon in the sugya of Shabbos Koflam Gimel and Perakar Blaza Demila, there he has a very important formulation of one of the ways of understanding Asi Docha Lo Sase. To put it in a word, as many know, how do we understand it? Do we say it's what we would call Dechuya, just borrowing terms from a similar concept? What does Asidocha Lo Sase mean? There's a Lo Sase there, but you're allowed to violate it. You're allowed to push it off. If you're doing a mitzvah, you're allowed to violate this Aveira. You are violating the Aveira. There is an Avera, but you know what? On my scorecard in Shemayim, there are some Averas that I have up there that I have excuse written next to them. Avera with an excuse. So if there's an Ones, I couldn't do it. So Avera with excuse. So there too, here, Asidokalosa say, Avera with excuse. That's what it's listed as. But it's really a dechia. It's ase doche los ase. That's one understanding, what we would call the dechuya approach. Or do we say the other approach is what we would call hutra, which means hutra, it's totally mutter when I'm doing the mitzvah, the los ase does not exist. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvahs, and he gave the los ases and the ases, there was a condition built into the los ase. You know when there's a lo sase, you know when you're going to violate? If you're not doing a mitzvah when you do the lo sase. But if you have to do a mitzvah, then this lo sase does not exist. It's similar what we have on a Durabanan level. Kahai gavna lo tiknu. So as you can say, in this type of circumstance, why do we say by Isurim Durabanan, lo tzorach gadol, or behefsin merubeh, ubemakam tsar? Why do we say all these are terim by Durabanans? What's the difference? Because we could say the Rabbanan never meant there did to apply in this case. It doesn't exist. You're not violating the Rabbanan in that case. It doesn't exist. So maybe we could say a similar idea even on a Daraisa level. Kahai gavna Hashem lo chakak. He didn't say the din. The sugya of the idea of hutra. So the most clear formulation of this second approach of hutra is in Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon. Right here we have. In Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon, so he starts off on the right side where my arrow is. Emer darmin nasei asei v'docha lo sasei lo sasei greida lo sasei v'asei midachi. We'll get back to that. Lo sasei. Okay, quotes separate lo saseis. Where should we start from? Okay, let's go to the second column. Sorry, he says line 4. Kizel, where it's underlined. Kizel lo sasei eino shave bechol davar. You can't look at averos in a vacuum in the Torah. Ela miyuchadhu, they're specific. V'chiyatzivui sheneemar acharav hutnai alav. The mitzvah that goes along with the losase is a condition, is a limit to it. V'chilobala hazir ela alavishas kilayim chutz mi mitzvah tzitzis. There's an isser called kilayim only when there is no mitzvah of tzitzis that goes going along with it. Avo mashu mu'ura mechute pishton im atalis shel tzemer shehi mitzvah. Eino nichnas bezuha azhara. It's not that there's an isser, there's an azhara, and it's pushed aside. It's not nichnas bezuha azhara. It never gets off the ground. Ela mutterhu. It's mutter. V'yamar chachamim shadavar ze ikuhur shenisma chalav. We have to rely on this. V'chikol azhara sheini makar shabator kachi darka. This is how we have to understand it. She ka'es ba'es she'ira chiyav mitzvah sasei. Nitche azhara shu lo sasei. He says the word nitche here, but he doesn't really mean nitche like we said it. V'nekayim atzivu ishu asei v'tavo ab mitzvah sasei v'titche lo sasei. But again, his svara, he's using the lashon of the Gemara, ati docha lo sasei. But we're explaining the concept behind that as hutra. Ki al azhara shalav al zeh hutnai nemra. Every avera is on condition. It's limited. Ubazeh hapira shepirashnu yasir milibcha safik gadol shemisafko bo b'nei adam. And with this understanding, a great suffix, you won't have any shilas regarding what people say. What do people say? People ask, what's the bomb kasha on the principle of asi docha lo sasei? Isn't a lo sasei more chamor than an asei? If I would ask you, what's worse, not doing a mitzvah or violating an avera? Which is worse? What would you answer? Violating an avera, you get punished. You violate a lo sasei, you get malchus or worse. If you don't do a mitzvah, nothing. Maybe a carbonola. But really, it's nothing. So it's much worse violating a lo sasei than not doing an asei. So really, we should say, if they're in contrast, shev al tasa, don't do anything. Second, the other principle of asidocha lo sasei. Aha! Says Rabbi Nisim Gaon, you're right. If the lo sasei existed, you would not say the asei could be docha the lo sasei, because the lo sasei is stronger. But according to this, you have to say as follows. When there's an asei, the lo sasei disappears. That's the pshat. And that's how we can say the asei beats the lo sase. He's not beating it. When there's an asei in the case, there is no lo sase. That's what he says. And he says below Oud on line, the next line, El Shapamim Shaola al Daita Shish Binya Zinyan Chazar Bedavar Harishon Vachuva Mashik Damu Shashara Shalav Kach Nemram Yuchedes is limited. Vachiatziba Shalasei Tanai Hu Ba. That is the Yesodistic piece in Rabbeinu Nisim Gon, reflecting the shita of Hutra. Right? And that's what the, in the world of the Achron, in the Berachas Avraham and Yevames and that Gemara said the same idea that, where it's underlined on line 9, V'yesh lomar demi svara nerekein, shemeachar sha Torah umra gam ha-mitzvah v'gam ha-yisr, v'kulam nemru miroa echad, if the Torah is the source of everything, amanas l'kayim ha-kol, shuvkim istavr, delo havi begeder aveira. Pashas is not even, it doesn't exist. It's not that it's being pushed off. Okay, so that is the two understandings of Asei Docha Lo Asei. So maybe we could get back to our first nafkamina, is the machlokas that we just had in Reish Lakish. Right? What's the machlokas? The machlokas is how far does Reish Lakish go? Reish Lakish says, only if it's impossible. But what if you say, wait till tomorrow? What if you say, do we have to wait till, do you still say that's impossible? Or if you say that, you know, if you can wait till tomorrow, then it's not impossible. So maybe it's this understanding. If you say a principle of hutra, if you say it doesn't exist, so maybe you don't have to wait till tomorrow. Right now it doesn't exist. So then period, that's it. It doesn't exist. You can do it now. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. Mashiach, if it's dechuya, the alos has to exist, but, you know, you're allowed to push it off, that it could be that if there's a possibility of not having to push it off, so then one would have to wait. Okay, that is nafkamina number one. Moving right along. Let's talk about some other issues in the world of Asei Docha Lo Asei. What happens if I have an Asei that I don't have to do? It's a mitzvah reshus. What about a woman doing a mitzvah Asei Shazman Grama? Or eating matzah on the last 6 days of Pesach? Right? A mitzvah reshus. That's Rabbi Chanan's question in source number 8. A mitzvah reshus, is that strong enough to apply the principle of Asei Docha Lo Asei? He quotes it as a machlokas rishonim and achronim. He quotes a Ravid who says it is strong enough, and Rabbi Kiva Egu says not. You see the Ravid, the last lines, El Shona HaRavid, Breish Taras Kohanim, Lamanda Amar Nashim Somchos Rishus, Afilu Smicha Gedol Olam Mutaris Benashim, Shekach Nitna Batorah, La Anashim Chovel, Anashim Rishus, says the Ravid, seems to say that even if it's mitzvahs reshus, one would still say the principle of Asei Docha Lo Asei. Mashekid, he quotes later on, the Shidim Kiva Eger, I don't know if I gave you the continuation, quotes it as a machlokas. So what do you say? Mitzvahs reshus, is it strong enough? Is it strong enough or not? What would you say? Yeah? What do you mean? Which side of it? It's not strong enough. According to both shitas, according to both understandings. There is someone that says it is strong enough, so you gotta work out his svar. So what would you say? So maybe one can suggest, if it's a question of pushing off a losa, say, then it's very mistaken to say that it's not strong enough, like what you're saying. You have to push it off? You don't have to do it! You don't have to do it, it's not strong enough to push it off. Inherently, it's a voluntary mitzvah. But if you say, like Rabbeinu Nisim Gon says, that a t'nai of the Aveira is that this is only an Aveira when you're not doing a mitzvah. So it could be, you didn't have to say it, but once you have somebody who says it, it could very well be that even though you didn't have to do this mitzvah, but if you're doing the mitzvah, so then one would be able to do the mitzvah without having to worry about the lo sase. That's a possibility, another nafkamina, what it's based on. A mitzvah reshus, a mitzvah she'ena chiyuvus. Number two. This is a different Ravid. It's the Ravid in the Torah's Kohanim. Oh. Ravid in the Torah's Kohanim. Okay. Number three. Gemara says an Erevin. This was actually a Mishnah we had in Zvachim, but I gave you the Tosfos in Erevin. So once we had the Tosfos in Erevin, I just gave you the Mishnah in Erevin, which we had. What happens if you have blood of karbanos that got mixed up? Different karbanos. Could happen. Basically, Mikdash is a busy place. You have Kohanim running all different directions. Let's say you have a Kohen working on three karbanos at once, and you get mixed up. Oh, is this my chatos? The Mizrakos didn't have labels on them. I don't think the chatos, Ashram blood, you know, it got mixed up. So what do you do? What do you do? You don't want to just say, okay, oh, don't worry about it. If you don't do the Zrika Saddam, then there's no Ritzuya Karban. And then the bile, you have to be very careful. But what if it happened? So that's the discussion of the Mishnah in Zvachim. It's quoted here in Erev and on Daf Kuf. So if you have karbanos that both have the same zrika that got mixed up, no problem. So just do the zrika that you're supposed to do. You know, tarom b'matan achas. Matan dal, matan dal, yotar matan dalad. Right? So if it's all the same zrikas, you have an ola and an ashram that got mixed up. They're both two that are four. Shtayim shein arba. You have chatos, two people's chatos. Or you have others that only are one. Right? Bechor, Meiser, or Pesach. Or whatever the case is. But the problem is when you have one and four. Matan arba, matan achas. What if you have four and one? What's the halacha then? Machlokas. Rabbi Elazar omer yidanat matan dalet. Right? Rabbi Elazar says, err on the side of more zrikas. You do four, even though in there you got some blood that only should have one zrika. Rabbi Yeshua omer yidanat matan achas. Yeshua says one. Better to eye on the side of less. Amar Rabbi Elazar, how are you over Abatigra? I, Batigra. How could you only do one if it's four? Amar Rabbi Yeshua, how are you over Abatosef? Right? A topic of a separate shir, hopefully one day soon. Batigra and Batosef. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, lo amru elekshu batzmo. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, lo nemer Batigra elekshu batzmo. Each one saying, hey, it's not Batosef or Batigra if you don't have a choice. Od Amar Rabbi Yeshua, and then Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's still better to do what I say. Kishanasata avarta al batosif, viasita maisa biadecha. Kishalonasata avarta batigra, viasita maisa biadecha. Better sheval tase. Rabbi Yeshua says, it's still better to do sheval tase. Everything else is equal. I'd rather violate batigra than batosif. A maybe batigra than a maybe batosif. Because doing less, better to violate if it's in a less case. Fine. Ask Tosfos, source number 10, on that, on the Mishnah, the Imtom, our words underlined, V'leisi asei v'lidchi lav debal Tosif. What's Rabbi Yeshua worried about? Just say asi dechalos asei. What is a los asei about Tosif? But you're doing a mitzvah asei. Some of the blood in here has to be sprinkled. So asi dechalos asei. So don't worry about the extra zrikas. You're doing a mitzvah. To be over one of them, what, by not doing? But at least, but if you're not doing, then you're for sure not sprinkling a karbon that requires more zrikas. There's still blood in here that requires more zrikas.
Yeah, I think what you're saying is there's no vada about Tosef here.
Correct. They're each saying there's no vada, but each of them are upset about the other one.
What's the question of Tosef?
Right, so Tosef is saying, but why do you say, don't worry about it, just do the extra zrikas. Asi dochalosa say. Answer, Yeshlomar delodami klal klayim betzitzis. This isn't a regular case of asei dochalos asei. Why? Dehacha al yedei pshia huba. It's his fault. It's your fault this happened. So how can you say asei dochalos asei here? V'yayachol iskayim belotchis alav. Hey, if you wouldn't have messed up, Mr. Cohen, you wouldn't have to be relying on asei dochalos asei. Asei dochalos asei only works when there's no pshia involved. If the only reason that you're trying to rely on asi dechalos asei is because you messed up, so then we would say you do not apply the principle of asi dechalos asei. That's shitas Tosfos. Other Rishonim don't ask the question. Not all Rishonim ask the question. Maybe if they ask the question, maybe they can give other answers, but either way, let's think about Tosfos and Svara. Does Tosfos and Svara fit in nicely to both sides, better to one side? What do you think? Hutra techuya. What do you say? If it's, let's say, Hucha, which is easier. If you say it's, what do you think? Dechuya? If you say it's pushing off, the los asei exists, and the asei is pushing off the los asei, what would you say? And you might say that, hey, it's your fault. You can't push off this los asei. It's your fault that we're in this situation. You think Hashem is going to allow you to push off the los asei? No, tough luck. You don't see Asi Dechalos Asei here. Asi Dechalos Asei is only Hashem gives you the out if ain breira. You ought to push off the los asei. But if it's your fault, you're not going to say that. But maybe if that, and that's maybe what Tosfos holds, but maybe if one wants to say the Hutra approach, according to Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon, the second that you have the los asei, but what was the, there was a tenai, remember? There's a limit. If you're doing an asei when you do this los asei, Asi Dechalos Asei. But what does that say? It doesn't exist. So what? That you came into the situation because of your pshia. That maybe that doesn't matter. Maybe you would say that if at the moment that you're doing the aveira, you are doing the mitzvah, then you can apply it even if there was Pshias HaGavra before the Lo Saseh, before you had to rely on this principle. Okay, so that's another idea related. So far, what do we have so far? How far? Yeah, question?
I'll say
you. Okay. Reish Lakish, how far do you stretch Reish Lakish? If Efshel Akayim tomorrow, number one. Number two, what about the case of Mitzvahs HaRashus? And now number three, what about the only reason you're relying on this case is because there was Pshias HaGavar beforehand? Number three. Vaita. Number four. Fourth idea, fascinating discussion. This nafkamina was built for this chakira. You know, sometimes you like try to struggle and figure out, oh, could I fit in this nafkamina to the two understandings? And then you see this question, you're like, wow, this is exactly why this chakira was formulated by the Achronim. The Mishnah Lamelech Safik. The Gemara in Zvachim that we just had right there in Tzadik Zayin quotes the principle, but it's quoted elsewhere also. Asi docha lo saseh, but let's say the lo saseh has a teammate. Let's say the lo saseh also has an asay. For example, Shabbos. Shabbos is a lo saseh and an asay. Lo saseh kamalach and uviyom ashvi tishbos. So the principle is, ein asay docha lo saseh vasay. If you have a lo saseh vasay on the same team, ein asay docha lo saseh vasay. Asay is only docha plain lo saseh, but not lo saseh vasay. That's the principle the Gemara says. Ask the Mishnah Lamelech. What happens if you did it anyway? If you did it anyway, do you get Malkus? If you did it anyway, do you get Malkus, even though you aren't supposed to do it? That's the Mishnah Malach Safik in Hilcha Shofer, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet. V'yesh lo his topic. B'hadakai molon deyin asei docha lo saseh vasei. Im avar v'docha halo saseh. If you did it anyway, im lokin alo. Why, what's the suffix in his language? Mi Amrina, do we say? Ki vatakai malanda asiyase vadachi lo sase. Nimsa she'ein kan lav klal. Ela asei l'chude. Omishum da'avar a'asei lo laki. Hey, the asei do... What do you have by asei docha lo sase vasei? The asei knocks out the lo sase, and you're only left with an asei that you shouldn't have violated, but if you did, you don't get punished for that. Or do we say, O Delma, or Kivan, then it's Tarif, Losa, say Zeb, Im Asay, since there's a team here, Olim Kocho. Right? It's high Losa, say. This one is stronger. The Afilu and Bitzlo, Kidilachayim Asay, Acher, Loke. That's the Machlach, Mishnah Malach is Mesupik. This is the classic Mishnah Lamelech. Mishnah Lamelech Kashim. Rabbi Rosenzweig was like this. The Mishnah Lamelech and the Minchas Chinuch always ask the Kashis that nobody else thought of. Right? So if you did this Aveira, so Asi Docha Lo Saseh, do you get Malchus or not? This is beautiful. Possibly. But it's beautiful if it fits in. If you say, the Asay wipes out the Lo Saseh, Kahai Gavna Lo Tiknu on a Daraisa level, then what? You're going to get Malchus or not? Can you get Malkos or not in that case? L'chor or not? You're not going to get Malkos because the assay wiped out the Lo Saseh. Doesn't exist. The only assay is there. But if you say it always means doche, but it always exists, so then it's very mistaver that you're going to get Malkos in this case because you weren't allowed to do it here. So the Lo Saseh always existed. It's just pushed aside. But here it doesn't exist. Maybe you can always use the language of the Mishnah Lamelech. It was strengthened by its teammate. It was strengthened by its assay. And therefore, one would get Malkus in this case. And again, another issue that might be Tully on our Chakir. Okay, one or two other ideas. One major other idea before we get to the concluding ideas related to the first question. We mentioned earlier that there is a principle quoted in Maseches Beitza and elsewhere. There's a concept called Be'idna, that the assay and the lo saseh to apply this principle has to be at the exact same moment. So the question is there any flexibility in the be'idna? Does it mamish at the exact same moment? Is there any flexibility in terms of the same process, even if it's not exactly at the same moment? So let's see. Tosfos in Yevamos on the Tzadik. Tosfos in the Yakoch Yesh Koch Yad Chachamim Lakar Dover Min HaTorah, that's Sugya. So Tosfos there is talking about tzitzis and kilayim. Tosfos there says, where it's underlined, answering a question, the question there is, if I'm wearing a problematic tzitzis, is that kumvase or is that sheval tasa? I'm wearing something. It's not so clear. The act of putting something on is an action, but I'm wearing something. It's a big shayla. Let's say I see somebody wearing shatnez. Do I have to tell him? So it might be distinctions if somebody's violating an aver, but kumvase v'shev al tasa. But if somebody's wearing it, is that kumvase? Right? Lahaniach tefillin, to put it on, but once it's on, it's passive. Tosa says, to b'shas itavakati lo mechayev aracha shirizatev. Tosa says, the chiv of tzitzis kicks in only when you are wearing your tzitzis already. That's when the mitzvah of tzitzis takes place. There's no mitzvah to put on tzitzis. The mitzvah is to be wearing tzitzis. Shatnez kilayim, that's when you put it on. The act of putting it on, says Tosfos. Skip, we're not going to do the question that Tosfos was dealing with. But Tosfos says, shiny kilayim, de ikar ha'iser b'shas levisha, shelavash b'iser. Tosfos is machalik between the iser of kilayim shatnez and the iser of, and the mitzvah of tzitzis. Two different moments. The iser of shatnez, to answer our questions, he comes on to this. To answer for the iser of shatnez is when you put it on. For the mitzvah of tzitzis, it's only afterwards. That's what Tosfos says.
If you're wearing it, you had to put it on.
If you're wearing it, you put it on, but when are you yotze to the mitzvah? The mitzvah is after it's on.
With shatnez, if you're wearing shatnez, you had to put it on in the first place to.
Okay, if you're wearing shatnez, but the iser started b'shas halbasha, b'shas lavisha. Well, I'm sorry? Oh, but according to Tosfos is saying, that's the asidocha lo sase case. And yet, it's not exactly the same time, according to Tosfos. It's a little flexibility. And a few seconds different, a few milliseconds different, but that's the we're going to skip the Shagazari for now, that's the Temiya Gedola, that the Nodabi Yehuda, the Tzlach, the Nodabi Yehuda, asked on Tosfos. I don't understand, he says, I don't understand, how could Tosfos say this? I can also say that the model case of Asidu Cholosasi is Kilayim and Tzitzis, and yet, what do we see here? It's not the same time. You know what you see from Tosfos? Says the Noda Bihuda, line source 14. V'naktim tchila d'mahach svara, line 2. I haschoas ha-mitzvah doche losase v'havi be'idna o lo havi be'idna. Says Tosfos, says the Noda Bihuda, you know what the issue is in Tosfos, and those who might argue on Tosfos? The process of the mitzvah. Hascholas ha-mitzvah. Is the hascholas ha-mitzvah, you didn't even do it yet. You're getting the preparatory stages, you might say, or not even preparatory stages. It's not heksher mitzvah. It's not like cutting down a tree for lulav. It's the first part of the action that you need to do in order to do the mitzvah. Is that enough to be doche the lo sase? That is the question. Says the Noda Bihuda. That's what Tosfos needs to say. And the Shakasari who argues, and other Rishonim who would argue Tosfos wouldn't hold that. What's the issue? How tight does Be'idna have to be? Where do we see this? That's the Machlokas, right back on our Gemara in Zvachim. Zvachim Tzadik Zion. What did we have? What was the case, if you remember? The bones of the Karan Pesach. The Gemara suggested the eating of the Karan Pesach should be docha the losas, the eating of the marrow inside be docha the losase. You know, the losase is coming first. That's what Tosfos Kasha was. How could you say that the assay is going to be docha the losase? The losase happens first. You break the bones, then you get to the marrow inside. So Tosfos doesn't give an answer. But if you look at the Piskei Tosfos, we have mentioned this in the daf. Piskei Tosfos is at the end of every Masechta. They have the Piskei Tosfos. The Halacha L'maisa elements that come out of Tosfos. Here you have one where Tosfos doesn't even mention it. So it's not even Piskei. It's something new. It's only like one or two pages. That's why it's hard to find. I think it's before the Shita Mekubetzes. No, not in the... Here it's the... Piskei Tosfos. It's one half a page. Right here. Osama Tessin Zvachin. What does he say? Im e efshar l'kayim asay b'inyan acher... Lo be'inon be'idna de me'akar lav l'kayim asay. You don't have to be so exact. That's what you see from this Gemara. It's mamash what Tosfos, it's what Tosfos says in Yevamos. Tosfos says in Yevamos, without saying it explicitly. But the Piskei Tosfos right here in Zvachim, exactly how the Noda Yehuda interprets the Tosfos in Yevamos, the issue is how tight does the connection have to be in terms of saying, ase doche lo sase. So, let's talk about this now. What's the lundus? Should it have to be at the same moment or not? Which direction do you think this goes in? Lawrence, what do you think?
If it's sutra, then defining the mitzvah would have to be the same time.
If it's so, you're saying it this way. So let's say it your way first. If it's hutra, then it has to be at the same exact moment. Meaning at, because at the moment of the Yisr, if you're doing a mitzvah, it doesn't exist. Masha'ekin what? If it's doche, if it's dechuya, then as long as you're starting the process, it's good enough to push it off. That's why it doesn't work out as smoothly. So what about the other way? Let's try it the other way. If it's dechuya, then maybe it has to be the exact same moment. To push you off, I gotta really push you. I gotta right when you're doing the asay, I gotta push off the los asay. Maybe hutra, if you think about it, what's hutra? That Hashem didn't make the avera in this circumstance. So maybe you have a little more flexibility there. According to Rabbi Nissim Gon, it's a condition, it's a limit of the avera. So therefore, maybe it won't exist, and maybe that way I think it works a little smoother in terms of the flexibility. Okay, so we have five or six ideas related to this issue of how to understand the principle of Asi Doche Lo Sase. Just to end off with two ideas, or maybe one connected idea, of related, bordering on now, getting into some Hashkafa, but it's also Halachic, and that is the Ramban, in Source 15, answer, Rabbeinu Nissim Gon's Kasha. We mentioned this a number of times, but now we're going to see it inside. The Ramban of Pashas Yisro. And asked in the mitzvah of Zachar v'Shamar, he says he has the Rebbeinu Nissim Kasha. Why do we say Asi Doche Lo Sase? Right, the Lo Sase is much stronger. It's much worse if you violate a Lo Sase than if you do than you don't do a mitzvah. So it says the Ramban is thought on line 6. Earlier, line 4. Ve'emes hu gam kein ki midah Zachar ramzu b'mitzvah Sase. Zachar mitzvah Sase v'hu ha'yotze mi midas ha'ahava v'hu l'midas harachamim. Asays flow from Avas Hashem. You love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you do something for him. Ki ha'osa mitzvah sadonav ahuv lo va'adonav marachim alav. That's Avas Hashem. O mitzvah midas shamar b'mitzvah lo sasei hu l'midas hadin v'yotzei midas hayira. Lo sasei's, the root of lo sasei's is Yerushamayim. Yiras Hashem. Ki ha'nishmar mi'asos tova hara b'enei adonav lo yareosa. Why do you not do something? Because you're scared of something. So Aseis are out of Avas Hashem, and Los Aseis are out of Yiras Hashem. Again, it's a generalization, but says the Ramban, that's why. Lachain mitzvahs Asei gedola mi mitzvahs Los Asei. Kemo sheha Ava gedola mi Ayira. Just like Avas Hashem is greater than Yiras Hashem, it's a higher level. So too, that's why Asi Doche Lo Sase. Ki ha'makayim v'ose begufo u'bimamono ratzon adonav. When we do something for Hashem, hu gadol mi'anishma mi'asos ha'rabbeinu, that's better than not trying to violate what he tells me to do. And that's why Asi Doche Lo Sase. That's the Rabban's famous formulation in Parshas Yisro. Related to this, though, the Achronim. I heard it b'shem Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Engel has a lot of writings. He must say it somewhere. I just don't know where it is exactly. But the Meshech Chachma says it. Meshech Chachma, they were both similar contemporaries. Rabbi Yosef Engel was a little later. But contemporaries, the end of the 1800s. Source 16 says the Meshech Chachma. This is, I think, the second to last Meshech Chachma in all the Torah. It says on the last Pasuk in the Torah. U'lechol amor ha'gadol asher asa Moshe. He quotes the Ramban. Aber asi doche lo sase. And he says, let's read where he summarizes it. Line 10. Kiva chamashalovish kilayim betitzis einze mitzara meri rak mitzat tzivi Hashem yisbarach lo bosh gedilim. The reason that you're by an asi docha lo sase, there's no problem because when you do the mitzvah, you're doing it because of the asay. Akish aval kisha osa neged ratzat Hashem yisbarach vade godol amamre. Even though it's true, when you do an aveira without a mitzvah, it's worse than not doing a mitzvah. Even though he's saying you don't reject the principle of los ases are worse than ases, just because you say ase doche los ase. Violating an aveira is worse than not doing a mitzvah. That's true. Even though ase doche los ase. And if you don't have an ase, then it's worse to do a los ase. That's true. But oncha chamur, mimishim is aso vedos a mitzvah. That's the Ramban. Ulefize, but then he says, Asi Shapir. It fits in beautifully to what our Gemara says back in Zvachim Sadek Zion. Then in the Beis HaMikdash, you don't say Asi Doche Lo Sase, according to one man to Amar. Why? To the Mikdash, Hashchina Shore. In the Beis HaMikdash, where there was tremendous Hashras Hashchina. V'yasar Nisim Nas to the Mishnah Avos, that all the 10 Nisim occurred there. Umeiro, there was obvious Ahava there. Hashem loved us and we loved Hashem. Tremendous. And because we were so used to the situation, Avas Hashem is easy in the Beis HaMikdash. Look what Hashem does for me. He makes me not bang into my friend when I bow down. He makes the meat not smell. He makes the smoke go straight up. There's so much avas Hashem. So you know what? You got to balance it. That's why there's a separate... There's no mitzvah of ahavas mikdash. There's a mitzvah of yiras mikdash. Because you need that balance in the base of mikdash. Umikdashi tiro. And of course, it doesn't mean from the building. It means from the misha tziva ala mikdash. Shesham naka libo velasra mitas apacha me'adam. We might lose the feeling. Lachain zvachim tzadik zayin our gemara. Ein asei dochalos asei shebe mikdash. Because in base of mikdash, yira plays center stage. Ki b'inyani ha-mikdash sham gadol ha-to'elas me'ha-yira. If usually Asei Dochalos Asei is Ava is greater than Yira, in Beis Hamikdash Yira is greater than Ava, and that's why in Beis Hamikdash we don't say Asei Dochalos Asei Lakach as Hashem Lakach Atira Voso Savod Ki B'Makom HaAvoda Nokel Liknos Ava Tziva Al HaYira. Then he quotes others, but this is related to the Hashkafic reason, but based on Halacha. For eight Asei Dochalos Asei Shem Mikdash and Asei Dochalos Asei. So we had tonight two understandings of the sugya of Asei Dochalos Asei with a number of nafkaminas. How expansive is the din of Reish Lakish in terms of what if you could wait and do it? What about a mitzvah rishus? Number two. What about if it's your fault that you got into the situation? Number three. Number four. What about if you did the avera? What if you did it anyway? In the case of Ein Asei Dochalos Asei Vasei. Number five. How tight does be'idna at the same moment have to be? Those five nafkaminas, finishing up with the Ramban and the Meshech Chacha based on that Ramban. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we'll get into a different topic next week. Okay, Hashem, Parsha Shir is tomorrow night.